But they had, the Roswell store had a nice selection of stuff, and they carried good quality things. They, and like I said, they had a furniture store with it, and grocery store, and so forth. But with as many people as there is now, I think it's better to have the malls, because they, it's, you know, spread out, and they can help carry more merchandise. But for the family-oriented type things, where you really get to know the customer and the person, I think the little mom-and-pop department store was probably the best, because it was just, you got to know your customers, you felt for them, you understood them, you knew what they were coming from, and, you know, that helped. And they carried a lot of debts for people at that time, the Fosters did, that people could not, they'd have to wait till the crops came in to pay, or till they got a, you know, work somewhere, and they did a lot for people that would not have had otherwise.
You said that you all went off to school and then got married.
Right.
Did you come back and get married here in Roswell?
Oh, yes.
Did they decorate your car?
Yeah.
No, I knew I would be ruined, because I had decorated a lot of cars, and everybody was waiting on me. So I had a friend over across the river, and well, his brother lived next door to me, and I checked with him and to see if I could carry my car over to his house and hide it. Yeah, it'd be fine. So when we left the church, we made a couple of circles through town, and then down across the river, and into Powell's house. And the guy that carried us was one of my fraternity brothers, and he blocked the road, because everybody was coming after us. So we got in the car down at Mr. Powell's house, and we got on our way to the big metropolis of Atlanta. And nobody caught us. And everybody thought we'd, you know, clear out of this area, really. But we had reservations at the heart of Atlanta.
No longer there.
So we went on to the hotel, and we got by with it.
Okay, I think we are coming pretty much to the end of the tape here. Can you think about any key historical moments that you'd like to comment on in your time here in Roswell? Stories that you'd like to have future generations know?
I think the thing that historically that I remember most about when I was living here was at the end of World War II. I can remember exactly, I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I can remember exactly where I was when the end of World War II occurred. The bells, they rang the bells in Roswell, the church bells just rang. And we were having company at my parents' house, and I can remember everybody just screaming and carrying on, you know. That, to me, I guess, was one of the most historic things that ever happened that I can remember.
Do you remember where you were? She says she remembers exactly.
I was trying to think. Mine's not that clear. But I believe